This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Country observing International Day of Persons with Disabilities. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba extend best wishes on the occasion. President Bidya Devi Bhandari summons Federal Parliament session on 14th of December. Province conventions of Nepali Congress commence from Thursday. District conventions in remaining 16 districts to be held after party's general convention. And India reports first two cases of new COVID-19 variant Omicron. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for implementing the constitutional and legal provisions on the rights of people living with disabilities, PWD. Giving a best wishes on the occasion of 30th International Day of Persons with Disabilities, President Bhandari said it was essential to guarantee the meaningful participation of PWD in the decision-making process like that of other citizens. She also reminded their rights to live dignified lives with a recognition to their identities. The President reminded that the Constitution of Nepal had the provisions on the right to people with living with disabilities. The day is marked every year on December 3rd with the call of World Health Organization WHO since 1992. Nepal is also marking the day, focusing the rights of people living with disabilities amid various programs. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said the government is active in providing easy access to basic facilities like education, health, employment opportunities, participation, social security and rehabilitation for the people living with disabilities. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of 30th International Day of Persons Living with Disabilities, he pleads to pay a special attention on addressing the problems of differently abled people and marginalized communities as they, he said, had been affected the most in terms of job opportunities and survival. He further reminded the government had decided to provide 5,000 rupees monthly to the people suffering from spinal cord injury. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has summoned the sessions of both houses of the Federal Parliament on 14th of December. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Office of the President informed that the President summoned the sessions of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly on the 14th of December at 2 p.m. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said the knowledge and education of the Buddhist era should be incorporated in the syllabus of the present education system. Addressing the anniversary of Lumbini Buddhist University organized in Lumbini yesterday, President Bhandari stated that the act of including the knowledge of the Buddhist era in the syllabus would help transfer the lineage of the Buddhist civilization to the future generation. Province conventions of the Nepali Congress under its 14th General Convention have commenced from yesterday. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba virtually inaugurated the province conventions of the 7 provinces yesterday. Addressing the province conventions, Prime Minister Deoba stressed on the need for robust democracy for the development and prosperity of the country, stating that the responsibility to bolster democracy has fallen on the shoulder of the Nepali Congress. The Prime Minister called on the party leaders and cadres to work for making the party organization stronger. Nepali Congress Central Election Committee Secretary Jagannath Srestha said closed-door session under the province conventions would begin from tomorrow. He further said that the Nepali Congress had already conducted district conventions in 61 districts so far under the 14th General Convention, while conventions in remaining 16 districts would be held after the General Convention. Top leaders of five-party alliance have advised Chief Justice Cholendra Samsara Rana to stay on leave and assign an acting Chief Justice. A meeting of the coalition partners took place at Balwatar yesterday proposed Chief Justice Rana to designate his deputy for undertaking the court activities as the court proceedings have remained stalled for long and the Chief Justice has been hospitalized for COVID-19 infection. Talking to media persons after the meeting, Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki confirmed that the meeting advised Chief Justice Rana to assign the acting Chief Justice immediately and resume the court proceedings. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party is holding election under its Unity General Convention from today. The Party Election Committee member Raju Basneth informed that the election schedule for yesterday would be held from today as the tasks of finalizing and publishing the voters' name list could not be completed on time. The General Convention of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party will elect a party chair, four vice chairs, three general secretaries and 141 central members. The COVID-19 Unified Central Hospital, Bir Hospital, has launched the National Teleconsultation Centre targeting COVID-19 patients. Earlier, the facility was stationed at the Ministry of Health and Population. The centre, technically supported by the World Health Organization, WHO, came into operation at Bir Hospital from yesterday. Hospital's officiating Chief Administrative Officer Dr. Bhupendra Kumar Basneth said the centre was launched to provide health counselling for COVID-19 issues via telephone. One has to dial 1133 to get connected to the centre and seek the service. A total of 315 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. Health Ministry informed that 201 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 6 persons died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,535 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The new coronavirus variant Omicron has now become dominant in South Africa and is driving a sharp increase in new infections. Health officials said some 11,500 new COVID infections were registered in the latest tally figures. That is a sharp rise on the 8,500 cases confirmed the previous day. By contrast, daily infections were averaging between 200 and 300 in mid-November, a top South African scientist told the BBC. Omicron has now been detected in at least 24 countries around the world, according to the World Health Organization WHO. South Africa was the first country to report on the highly mutated new variant. Meanwhile, two men in the southern Indian state of Karnataka have tested positive for the Omicron coronavirus variant after returning from overseas. India's officials said the 66 years and 46 years old men are currently under observation. These are the first cases of new Omicron variant to be reported in India. The United Kingdom has approved the use of a drug to treat people at high risk of developing severe COVID-19 symptoms, which the manufacturers say appears to be effective against the new Omicron variant. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said in a statement on Thursday that the antibody treatment Sotrovimab was found to be safe and effective at reducing the risk of hospitalization and death. According to the regulator, a single dose of the drug was found to reduce the risk of hospitalization and death by 79% in high-risk adults with symptomatic COVID-19. Following its review, the regulatory agency recommended Sotrovimab to be used as soon as possible and within 5 days of the onset of symptoms. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at a few places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. country observing International Day of Persons with Disabilities, President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba extend best wishes on the occasion. President Bidya Devi Bhandari summons Federal Parliament session on 14th of December. Province conventions of Nepali Congress commence from Thursday, district conventions remaining 16 districts to be held after party's general convention. And India reports first two cases of new COVID-19 variant Omicron. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.